Paul Goody.
Just grab them in the biscuits. Digital Underground.
A saying on do what you like, and if you missed it.
Yeah. I'm the one who said.
Hey, guess what?
What's that, Betty?
We're going to get some cheese.
Oh, Betty, you're right. We are. Hey, Ben.
Hey, Paul.
So there's a tiny change of plans. It's not a huge change of plans.
Okay.
But this is going to be a ride-along episode.
Ride-along?
Where you come with me and Betty while we get some cheese.
You don't need me to navigate again for you, do you?
Oh, no. I know where we're going, but there is something that is going to happen.
What's that?
Unlike the other ride-alongs where you were worried because I was talking to you on the phone while I was driving.
Yeah.
You're going to have your navigator through my experience, Betty. Now, here's the fun part. This is what's going to happen. Betty's going to be talking to you on the phone.
Uh-oh.
But I'm going to be talking to you. The recorder's going to be closer to me. So she's going to be telling me things that you say.
No.
Does that make sense?
Wait, no.
You don't want to do it that way?
No, that would be a bit unruly for the listeners at home to have to hear everything twice.
So she's going to hold the phone and the recorder while we go to it, and it won't be that long.
Well, yeah. I need a jacket.
It'll be fine. It'll be fine.
Do you,
you're going to survive.
Do you have a headphone, like an earbud you can stick in one ear while you drive?
Okay.
That was my original plan.
Yeah.
If you still want me to do that, I could totally do that. All right. That sounds like the plan. I take your silence for assent.
I'm trying to figure out.
Dad, I thought I was going to hold a recorder.
Well, no. I'm still. All right, we'll see when we get back. The plan was that while I was driving, you would mostly be talking to Betty.
Right.
While I'm driving.
Right.
And then I would take it again when we get there, because it's only going to take us like 5 minutes to get to the place.
Ah.
5 minutes for me.
So instead of having the normal yelling for Betty time, it'll just be when we're driving. And I can still talk to you guys, you know. Does that make sense?
I think, I don't know if that's a proper way to have a conversation through the mediary of your 10-year-old.
Well, no, I was thinking you two would talk, and then the rest of it.
Oh, I see.
I would just chime in every once in a while.
Oh, because you know how I am really great talking to children.
This is exactly why I wanted to do it, because I knew you would be uncomfortable with it.
So you can't see this, but I'm pounding my forehead on my microphone right now.
All right, so I'm handing you over to Betty.
No,
God, now Betty,
God.
You have to use the headphones, Betty.
I know, and I won't burst everybody's eardrums.
Okay, you don't burst everybody's eardrums, and you and Ben have an actual conversation.
Yeah.
All right, Ben.
This sounds like work.
I suggest you talk to Betty about current events, including the scary clown epidemic.
Including
because Betty has thoughts.
Including the
what?
The
scary clown epidemic. The scary clown epidemic.
The scary clown.
She has thoughts about it.
I heard Sarin Cloud.
the Farin Cloud. We've got to write that into something now. Okay, so for the listeners at home, as you know, Ben is not comfortable talking to children. Betty is 11 years old.
No,
let's
10.
See what happens.
Oh, wait, 11?
Oh, 10. I'm sorry.
10 and a half.
10. She's wait, 10 and a half.
Okay,
I'm sorry.
I thought.
Like
Sunday is my 11th wedding anniversary with Jennifer. So
oh, that's right.
I'm thinking about it. Yeah. Okay, so here's. I'm handing the recorder to Betty. Here she is.
Hello, everybody.
And then here is the headphones.
Okay, one sec. Hold your horses. I'm just gonna... Hello, everybody at home. My name is Betty, and you are listening to me trying to untangle the headphones. I hope you're having a good time, and we'll be with you shortly. Oh my gosh.
This message?
How tangly can these headphones get? Hello, Ben.
They're headphones. It's their job to get tangled. They're like Christmas lights.
So, what's going on?
Well, Betty, I was told to talk to you about the scary clown epidemic that's apparently happening in our country right now. What do you think of the scary clowns that are going on everywhere?
To me, it has become from a serious problem to just a pranking thing now. You know, since at the start of it all, these, scary, clowns have been showing up and then, like, trying to, like, kill people and stuff.
You think they're trying to kill people?
Well, I mean, that's what a lot of people said, and, at my school, and, so I personally think that, how do these earbuds even work? I'm just gonna try and sustain one of them while holding the thing.
Yes, Betty, try to sustain one of them. That sounds like a good plan.
Okay, so anyways, to me the scary clown epidemic is basically, I haven't seen any clowns yet, so, sorry if you viewers at home can't really hear me. I'm trying to do this the best I can.
I can hear you, but you're very quiet. I mean, that doesn't mean start yelling, but, well, let me ask you this then. Are you afraid of scary clowns?
I'm afraid of insane juggalos, not scary clowns.
Ah.
Scary clowns, well, they're okay.
Scary clowns are okay? They're okay in your book?
Yeah, they're okay, but they're also, like, still kind of scary.
Yes, well, they're not nice-looking clowns. They do have, the pictures that I've seen, some of them do have a sort of ICP juggalo vibe to them. I don't think they're meant to be nice circus clowns. They're meant to, like the name implies, scare people.
Yeah, well, I haven't seen a clown yet, but...
Well, that's good.
But, and that's probably a good thing. So, yeah, and you know what I'm gonna do when I meet one of those pranksters? I'm gonna be, okay, so I know that, okay, so you're trying to scare me, huh? Okay, let's take off that wig and face paint. Yeah, now you've proven yourself to be a teenager. Now go on with your life. Or, while you're at it, get a life.
Yeah, I think the best way to confront
Betty,
a scary clown
about Granite City and Edwardsville
is with logic.
The police guy.
Oh yeah, and the police! And one of the police guys actually said something about like, oh yeah, people are going dressed as clowns scaring people. And then we were all like, isn't somebody dressed as a clown actually a clown? Really?
I did see this. Somebody on Twitter was like, are these actual clowns or just people dressed up as clowns? And, yeah, that was pretty funny. It's an illustration of how deep in our heads we can get as people in a complacent society. I don't know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Anyway, are you, maybe it's just people who are so excited for Halloween, they can't wait to dress up. Because as you know, Halloween is right around the corner.
Yeah, well, I'm pretty sure 90% of the people are going dressed as clowns. And the other 10% are going to be dressed as other things. I'm one of the 10% because I'm going as Dave Stryer, as all of you know.
Yes.
All of the about two people who listen to this. I'm kidding.
We've discussed your Halloween costume in the past.
Did you
now
just
could you
burn us? That was a burn.
Could you? Yeah, I heard that too. I heard the burn. Could you repeat who you're going as for Halloween? Because I missed it.
Dave Strider from Homestuck.
Dave Strider from Homestuck.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And what is your costume going to consist of? What's it look like?
Well, I haven't completed it yet, but it's like, it has like a short-haired white wig, some sunglasses. It's gonna have a white t-shirt with red sleeves with a music disc in the middle, and some jeans and some red Converse, and also a toy katana.
A katana?
Yeah. Well, I mean a toy katana.
Ah, yes, of course. Because we wouldn't want you walking around with a real one.
Yeah.
Tell Ben that we're almost there.
We're almost there, by the way.
Hey, I got nothing. You got something?
Well, in conclusion, the scary clown epidemic has become from a serious thing to a prank.
Are you sure that the scary clowns just don't want to? Maybe they are actual clowns, and they're just coming out of the woodwork, coming out of the forest to make friends.
Wait, I'm sorry, I couldn't hear you.
Oh, because your dad was talking to you?
Yeah, well, say that again.
I was just theorizing that perhaps the scary clowns were actual clowns, and they're just coming out of the forest to make friends. But people are scared of them, and so the clowns, they get kind of self-conscious. They can't help it, they're clowns. And so they feel bad. Maybe they lash out a little bit.
Or maybe they're just angsty teenagers.
Maybe they are just angsty teenagers. You know, it's funny because a friend of mine on the internet said that her son's school was on lockdown and cops were called because a couple of the students tried to harass the student bodies dressed as scary clowns. And actually, the cops pulled their guns on them, so they probably won't be doing that again for a while.
Well, we're like basically at Sears, so I'm gonna be giving you back to Dad very shortly.
All right. Well, it was good talking to you.
Yeah. Any minute now. And
hand it over.
Here you go.
Hey. There you go.
I'm taking the phone. 1 second. Getting there.
Here's the recorder.
And hey.
Hey, Paul. Welcome back.
So that seemed to be pretty painless.
So you're going to a store to get some cheese?
Yeah, that's right.
Just cheese. That's all you need is cheese?
Well, once we're getting that, Jennifer also asked if we get goat cheese, Triscuits, and salami.
Oh,
so we're going to get that too.
So you get you have a little snack.
Yeah. Oh, and probably we're going to get something for Betty also. So the thing, I don't know if this came across in the story, but, so Betty was like, yeah, and some kids at school said that, you know, that there are clowns here in Edwardsville. And I was like, oh, Betty, no, that's happening other places. It's not happening here.
Yeah.
And then I looked it up, and yeah, it was happening here. There were some people who were doing it.
It's just some kids in the Midwest needing to find a way to amuse themselves, huh?
Exactly. Yeah. I believe so.
Yeah.
But I'm not positive.
Yeah, you didn't hear when I was saying this to Betty, but somebody I know on Facebook, her son's school, I don't know if they went on lockdown, but they had the couple of the kids from the student body dressed up as scary clowns and were like lurking around the edges of the playfield. And they actually called the cops, and the cops drew their guns on them.
Oh, see, when you said some of the people at the school had them do that, I thought you meant the school actually suggested
like sanctioned
they do it.
The scary clowns.
Exactly.
Yeah.
The principal got together and said, we've chosen you two students.
Yeah.
So this is... we're at Schnucks right now. It's a locally owned chain. It's pretty good. They have some good stuff.
Do they have more than just cheese and salami?
Well, here's the thing, and this is true. As far as I know, they're the only store around here that carries Tillamook.
Oh, yeah.
And that is something that both Betty and Jennifer insist we get.
Yeah.
Because it is a taste of home.
I got a sandwich yesterday for lunch from a place around here called Homegrown. And my sandwich was bacon, egg, and Beecher's. Now, it's not cheese. They're not calling it cheese. They're calling it by its brand name, which is Beecher's cheese.
Oh, yeah. I know about Beecher's.
Yeah. So I had a bacon, egg, and Beecher's yesterday for lunch. It was quite tasty.
Nice. So the salami section that they have, there's not a lot of salami. But I think I'm going to get this one. It looks pretty good. Because all the other ones have wine in it, and Jennifer is allergic to wine.
She's allergic to wine?
Yeah, I don't know if she'd be allergic to wine from whatever you call it, in salami itself, but...
Well, I always heard that if you put alcohol into something that you cook or bake, the actual alcohol burns off, and so that's why, you know, you can't get drunk from food that has tequila or whiskey or wine or bourbon inside of it.
Ah, that makes sense.
So I'm wondering if wine inside salami... do they cook salami? They probably do. It's not a cold cheese. It is cold meat, but it's probably cooked first. I don't know if it would still have the same effect. Best not to try that hypothesis.
Hey, I'm not going to if you're not going to.
No, I'm going to stay away from that.
All right, so I've got her salami, I've got her goat cheese, and now we're going to go and get the Tillamook cheese.
Yes.
You know, there's something about it, Ben. I don't know. It's different. You can't really get it from any other kind of cheese.
Have you ever been to the Tillamook cheese factory down there in Tillamook, Oregon?
No, I never have.
Ah.
Chances are I never will, but who knows?
Well, you never know.
Maybe I'm wrong.
Taking a road trip one of these days and driving up the Oregon coast.
Yeah, exactly. It's possible.
Actually,
never say never.
I have been there. I walked through and I saw them making the cheese. It's pretty fascinating. I've been there a couple times. The first time is when I actually went in and I bought cheese and I saw the process and I went on the little tour and everything. The second time I was there, it was so dang crowded that all I did was just, I went inside, used the restroom, and then I went back to my car because I didn't want to deal with the crowds.
Wow. Well, you know, I don't like crowds either, so.
Yeah.
I'm with you on that. Okay, Betty, I think we're ready to go. Is there anything else that you... Oh, Triscuits, that's right. See, Triscuits. Look at that. That's why I bring her along.
It's the it's the method with which you eat the salami and the cheese.
Exactly. So let me see where the crackers are.
It's not a cracker, it's a delivery method.
Well, we're in the Midwest. So they're everywhere. It's a little joke. From me to you, Ben.
All right, I just realized what you said. Yeah.
So, Betty has grabbed some cereal. Ah, here they are. She's running after me with cereal right now.
What kind of cereal?
So,
is
this is kind of exciting.
Is it Lucky Charms?
It is, in fact, Lucky Charms.
Really?
You made the correct choice, yeah.
It's
got the newfangled Lucky on it, too.
I didn't realize they recast Lucky.
Oh, yeah, he looks a little bit more like, have you ever seen, the it's a Disney Channel show. It's called Gravity Falls.
I have not seen Gravity Falls, no.
He looks a little bit like a Gravity Falls character.
Okay.
Yeah, he does.
Yep, see, Betty said
Betty
so.
Betty agrees.
She agrees. So, yeah, now we're going to be checking out. And I'm going to be as serotypishly, I will be as how do you say it, Ben?
Surreptitious?
Yeah, as possible.
Syrup. You're going to be subtle.
Yes. So, the Triscuits. Hello there.
Hi.
Lucky Charms. I'm good. I'm actually talking to my friend Ben, who lives in Seattle, Washington, at this very moment.
I have relatives in Seattle, Washington.
Do you really?
Yes.
Whereabouts in Seattle?
Hey, also, you bought some kosher medium cheddar.
Yeah, that's the only medium cheddar they had.
Oh, yeah.
From Tillamook. The reason we love the Tillamook cheese, that's what the Tillamook factory is in Oregon.
Okay.
Around there, so yeah.
Actually, I have some that live in Seattle and some that live in Sunnyside, Washington.
Oh, all right. Let's see, so the yeah, we lived in, when we lived there, we lived in Seattle, like just the city itself.
Oh,
and
did you?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Yeah, they live, but they have like grape vineyards and stuff.
Oh, wow. Grape vineyards.
You don't want a bag for
it? Let's see. Nope. Cash back. Yes, I do. I'm going to the city museum tomorrow.
I put in a Kit Kat at the last minute.
You put in a Kit Kat? Oh, okay. What's that?
So you live here now?
Yeah, I live here now. I went to high school here, and then I went to Seattle for a little bit, and then I moved back.
Oh,
and because I lived in Dorsey, a small town.
Yes, I know where Dorsey is. I live in Bethalto right now.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So yeah, and you know, I was like,
all the myrtles and all that.
Oh, yeah. Everybody's myrtles there.
I know.
So I was like, when I move back, I'm gonna live in Edwardsville because it was where I like to hang out and everything like that. And now it's great. It's a dream come true. Pretty exciting.
That's great. Yeah.
Have a good day. Thank you. Yeah, it's fun.
Well, she sounded nice.
Was cool too. Yeah.
So in Seattle, I could barely hear the conversation. But where in Seattle did she say she lived?
She didn't. As soon as it got to a certain level of specificity, that dropped off. But maybe listen to the tape. Perhaps there's something that I didn't get that you will.
It's probably one of those cashier things where they're like, if somebody says they're talking to somebody from somewhere, say you're from there.
No, I don't think... I do think that that's... Is that one of those, quote, cashier things, unquote?
I don't know. It's been quite a while since I've been a cashier.
There's a handbook. The things that you do.
Lie to your customers and tell them you're from a town they used to live
exactly.
in.
Exactly. They'll love it. You'll get an extra tip.
Exactly.
No one tips their cashiers. Have you noticed that?
Not in the grocery store. No, at least nobody tipped me when I was a cashier, when I was in college.
Yeah. Hey, you were a cashier? I didn't know that.
Yeah, when I was in college.
I used to work at Subway. When I was in college.
I worked at a...
And back when I was working at Subway, they did the U-cut. You remember they make that little bread trough?
I don't. Is this where... last time I went to Subway, they cut the bread, like, lengthwise, but not all the way.
Oh, just one second, man. When I was there... Yeah, it's sort of like that way. It's lengthwise, but it's a U. They make a little trough where you can just shove all your sandwich stuff in.
Yeah.
All right, Ben. Guess what's happening?
What's happening?
We're on our way back.
All right, hang on. I got another call. I'm not going to accept it. It's probably a sales call.
Yeah, conference them in so that you and Betty can talk
to them. No. Oh, they already
hung
up.
I'm handing it back.
Oh, God.
And then I will talk to you when I get back in.
This is...
All right.
Betty hears this.
It's handing the phone back and forth is kind of clunky.
I am still working on the headphones again.
Have the headphones become entangled once more?
So get ready for a few seconds of nothing.
I made sure that the headphones weren't tangled that time.
Oh, I know. I was just... getting one of the earbuds to fit my ear.
There you go. Oh,
man,
and your
Suburban is so big I can't see past it.
Okay, so what's going on?
Well, aside from scary clowns in the news, what other current events are you interested in these days?
Tomorrow? Halloween?
Halloween, yeah. Well, we talked about Halloween. Do you go trick-or-treating in your neighborhood on Halloween?
Yeah, but we usually do it on the 30th instead of the 31st, because on the 31st we have a big parade.
You have a big play?
Parade! A big parade.
Oh, a big parade. A big play. Gotcha. Do they throw candy from the parade floats?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah. What about haunted houses? Because when I was a kid, my elementary school set up a haunted house in one of the hallways.
I don't know.
What was it? What was he asking?
About haunted houses.
Oh, yeah.
Well, probably no, since like all the haunted houses ever are like 13 plus.
Right. You do have to be over a certain age, don't you?
Yeah.
Yeah. If they weren't though, would you go into a haunted house? Like, you know, that
no!
was in your school?
Well, I mean, in my school, I'm pretty sure that it would be kind of passive, but if it was a legit haunted house, like one of those things with all the spooky animatronics and the actors and stuff.
Yeah.
I'd probably say no.
No, you wouldn't? I didn't either. When I was your age, I was too afraid. I was scared. I was legit scared.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, ooh, we're going by Starbucks. Ooh, we're going past the Taco Bell. Ooh, we're going. Ooh, we're stopping at a
McDonald's. We're not stopping at McDonald's.
We're not stopping at a McDonald's, but we stopped and we're next to a McDonald's.
Yeah,
we're just going right home.
Yeah. You went on your cheese errand and now you're done.
Yeah, I had my fair share of junk food for today.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, I already had some McDonald's today.
Yes. Well, it's good that you are able to identify McDonald's as junk food.
I'm always able to identify McDonald's.
When I was a kid, that was just considered, I just considered it food, not necessarily junk food. Ate it all the time.
Well, I have my fair share of what's food and what isn't food. Like, for instance, I think chocolate is food.
My mom doesn't.
My mom doesn't think that chocolate is food.
No.
Which is blasphemy because to me, anything that you can eat
is food. Yeah. I'm sure she considers it food. It's probably not. She probably doesn't consider it healthy.
No, she legit says that it is not food.
It's not food.
Yeah.
Is that so she won't let you have any chocolate? That kind of puts a damper on trick-or-treating.
She lets me have chocolate, but she still doesn't think that it's food.
No.
I don't know why, though.
Maybe it's that she doesn't like it?
Yeah, Mom doesn't really like too much sweets. Like, one of the only things that... One of the only sweets that she likes is like sweet tarts.
Sweet tarts, yeah.
Yeah, I don't really like sweet tarts because of how sour they are.
Oh, that's the best part.
I don't really like too much sour candy. I like sweet candy or chocolatey candy or...
Yeah. Or just straight up chocolate bars.
Fizzy candy or... Yeah, like Pop Rocks.
Like, what's your favorite candy to get in your basket when you're trick-or-treating?
Butterscotch. My favorite candy is butterscotch.
Butterscotch?
Yeah, butterscotch. The first time I tasted butterscotch, I was like...
What
My favorite candy is cinnamon.
Yeah, Dad's favorite candy is cinnamon.
Cinnamon's not a candy.
Cinnamon isn't a candy.
It is.
No, it isn't.
It's not. Cinnamon's not a candy.
Man,
it's tree bark.
No, but I'm talking about cinnamon, like cinnamon discs. That's a candy.
Oh, I'm pretty sure he's talking about cinnamon discs.
I do eat cinnamon too. Look at this. This is a piece of cinnamon.
Oh, he also literally eats the tree bark that is cinnamon.
Oh, really?
Really.
Because that's I've seen a number of videos on the internets of people trying to eat a spoon of cinnamon and they cannot do it.
No, not a spoonful of ground cinnamon. A legit cinnamon stick.
Oh, a cinnamon stick.
Yeah, he eats the tree bark that is cinnamon.
That's an interesting candy. My favorite candies are like Sour Patch Kids. But you wouldn't like them because they're sour. Other things like Hot Tamales, that's cinnamon flavored. I like that candy. Mike and Ike's in the same family. Yeah.
I also kind of like. Oh, wait, here's a story. Once I had to do a thing for stuff, and I was making a commercial for headache pills. And you want to know what prop I used for the pills?
Okay.
Tic Tacs.
Yeah, Tic Tacs.
White Tic Tacs.
Now, you were making a commercial for these panic pills?
Well, I mean, they were like, kind of, they were basically like white, like minty Tic Tacs, and I performed the commercial in front of the class, like, yeah, it was something for spelling where we had to use at least like 10 spelling words in our,
Gotcha. Things. Gotcha. The class project. That sounds fun.
Yeah, but other people did other things.
Yeah.
For it. Like, not all of them did commercials.
We're stopping,
so I'm gonna hand you back to Dad.
Are you? Oh, so you made it back to your house safely. Good.
All right. So I'm taking the recorder. I have the recorder now. And I'm taking my phone. Hold on. Hand it to me. Observe how quickly I put my earbuds in. Oh, there's one earbud, no problem whatsoever.
Almost as if you have 30 years of experience on your child.
Maybe so. All right, so there we are. Hey, speaking about that, do you remember the white earphone that people, or earbud that people would use for... For like their TVs and stuff like that, it was like one mono white plug that you would stick in your ear.
I don't. Was this like a mid-80s kind of thing, or what are we talking about?
Yeah, a mid-80s thing.
One single white mono earbud.
Yep.
Well, we didn't have one, so I've never seen it.
Yep. For listening to a radio or for a TV.
Now, we were pretty...
Yeah, because...
We didn't have the cool technology like that when I was growing up.
Oh, I didn't either. My grandmother had one.
Oh, I see. Was it an assisted hearing device?
What's that?
Was it an assisted hearing device?
You know, now that you mention it, I mean, it could have been sold for that purpose.
Yeah.
But I know that she would have me use it when she didn't want to listen to the TV when I was watching it.
Right, right.
But yeah, I mean, it might legitimately have been invented for that purpose.
Yeah.
Let's see. So, what else? Thank you for talking to Betty. It really made her day.
Yeah.
She enjoys it when you talk to her.
Oh, hooray.
Even though it may be difficult.
I just don't know what to say to kids. I barely know what to say to adults. And
Ben, as a grown-up, I am totally serious with this. As a grown-up with children, you basically just say exactly what you would normally say to an adult. And if they can't keep up, that's their fault, not yours, and you can like mock them.
Well, also the problem here was I was having a hard time hearing her.
Yeah, that I understand.
Yeah.
So, I'm guessing questions at some point in time have happened, or you looked for them, or...
To answer that question, there's been questions sent to bensemail@yahoo.com and gmail.com.
See, I don't know why I even bother, why I get my hopes up, but, you know, one of these days, Ben, someone's going to ask a question. And Ben, if somebody does ask a question, what are we going to do? We're not going to give them anything, probably, but we will, of course, give them a shout-out.
No, well, if they want, we'll say their name, quote, on the air. If not, if they don't want, we'll call them whatever they want to be called, or we'll just say from an anonymous stranger and answer the question.
Yeah, exactly. So do it. Don't be afraid. There's no reason to not have us read your question.
Yeah.
I think.
So,
go ahead.
I was just going to say, I just have that page with all the frequently asked questions from each state.
Oh, yes.
If you want to just pick another state.
Well, yeah.
Although it's
right across the river from where I am is St. Louis, Missouri.
Yeah. Oh, that's funny. There's
maybe.
The more I scroll down on this page,
mm-hmm.
I see people who have added comments, and it looks like via Facebook. And a lot of the people are calling BS on this. They're saying it's like a parody or it's fake. And there's one defender who's probably a member of this site who says, nope, it's legit. It's real.
And are people saying it because for some states it's like,
well,
in Arkansas, can I marry my sister?
Yeah, or, for some states it's pretty ridiculous. For Wyoming, the only question they have listed mm-hmm. is, what is Wyoming?
Wyoming.
It's pretty, some of the questions do fall pretty much into the stereotype of the person who lives there, of a person who lives there. For instance, the top question from Arkansas is mm-hmm. who won the Civil War?
Oh, see.
Yeah. So.
Well, why would they have to?
Yeah. But Missouri.
Why would they have to ask that?
Okay. So Missouri has three questions.
Only two?
Only three.
Oh, three. Okay.
Three questions. Missouri, question number one. Who has played Batman?
Oh. Well, gosh.
So, Adam West.
Adam West, most famously.
In the TV show.
I think.
Michael Keaton. Batman and Batman Returns. Val Kilmer. Batman.
George Clooney.
Something. George Clooney, yeah, Batman and Robin. Christian Bale.
Wait, isn't Batman Forever?
So is Batman and Robin the Val Kilmer one and Batman Forever the George Clooney one?
I think I think Batman Forever is the Val Kilmer one.
Batman Forever is Val Kilmer, and Batman and Robin is George Clooney. Okay. Christian Bale in Batman Begins, The Dark Knight, and The Dark Knight Returns. Ben Affleck in Batman v Superman and Suicide Squad. And let's not forget Kevin Conroy, who does the voice of Batman in the animated series.
I was about to say, Kevin Conroy, very good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Here's a follow-up question that I'm just gonna make up, that Missouri didn't ask. Who has played the Joker?
Oh, Mark Hamill. Isn't that the only guy? I'm pretty sure.
Oh, in all the Batman media, not just in the cartoon.
Oh, I just meant as far as I'm concerned. no, I'm kidding. Of course, everybody knows that. Ooh. I may have mentioned this before, Ben.
Yeah.
But I don't know if I have. There is an early Tom Waits appearance.
I know what we're talking. I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, on an Australian talk show. If you watch that, and then you watch Heath Ledger's Joker, the first entrance where where Heath Ledger's Joker talks to the crime bosses, there is a striking similarity between those two things. I think I actually sent it to you before, but maybe you saw it on your own.
I probably saw it on my own because, yeah, it is. I think that video of Tom Waits made the rounds on like Facebook or Reddit or something. And yeah, it's an interview, and it would be unsurprising if Heath Ledger took his influence of his Joker from that Tom Waits interview.
And it sounds, if you haven't seen it, it sounds impossible that is what happened.
Yeah.
But if you watch it, it's really, really similar.
Other Jokers have been Cesar Romero, who played Joker in the TV show.
Oh, yeah. Famously without shaving off his mustache.
Exactly. Famously, because he was not going to shave off his famous mustache. Jack Nicholson.
Yes, Jack Nicholson, of course.
In Batman, which I just recently rewatched. I watched Batman. I think I mentioned this last time I talked to you, that I was going to watch Batman and Beetlejuice.
Yes, you did, in fact, Michelle. Yeah.
And I did that, and it was really great.
Yeah, I always think that movie was pretty good.
Yeah.
Hey, I got a question for you. Doesn't have anything to do with Batman. Have you been watching Luke Cage at all?
I have not seen it yet.
Okay, I won't say anything about it other than I think you should. It's a good series.
No.
I have not finished it.
Everybody I've talked to who has seen it really likes it.
Yeah, yeah, it's legitimately awesome.
Yeah.
I really like it. Okay, so yeah, that's the... but of course, you know, Mark Hamill played the Joker...
Yeah.
On the animated series, he plays the Joker in video games, and his voice is really great.
It's
he
iconic.
He does good voice work, that guy.
And I guess we have to mention Jared Leto. Although, why would we?
Oh, yeah. I haven't.
I haven't seen the Suicide Squad, so I don't know. Everybody I've talked to who has seen it has been, yeah, it's all right.
Well, that's better, I guess, than, you know...
Well, I think they were...
Oh, I don't like it.
I think they were... I mean, also, they expected it to be terrible, but also, everybody who said, yeah, it's all right, has just come off of the bad taste in the mouth left by Batman v Superman Dawn of Justice.
Oh, I haven't seen that either.
Yeah.
So, no good? Didn't like it?
Dawn of Justice?
Yeah.
Oh, it has its flaws. It's terrible. DC, they try to do this like dark and gritty thing. And I don't think they know how to do it successfully. There's a way to do dark and gritty, like 1989's yes. Batman by Tim Burton. I think is a very successful like dark and gritty aesthetic.
Well, let's say wait, Ben. I think you'll agree with me on this. If you want dark and gritty, Irreversible
is that's a dark and gritty.
It's a very different kind of dark. I'm talking comic book dark and gritty, not...
Oh, okay, well...
Not Irreversible dark and gritty. And if anybody listening has seen Irreversible, I recommend seeing it in a room full of white dudes, because that's how I saw it. And
I'm just saying...
That was a fascinating experience.
I'm just saying that... Isn't it about time that we had a Batman film that was that style of dark and gritty?
Where
forget it, everybody.
Two-Face becomes Two-Face because Batman just slams a fire extinguisher into his face so many times.
Exactly. This is what I'm saying is that... But no. What I'm pointing out there is that there are people who... For whatever reason, decided that they want to do something that's tough and awesome, whatever. Oh, this is going to be the craziest thing ever. And then you watch it and you're like, okay, this isn't what I want to see. You somehow are doing gritty things, but in a wrong way. It's not good. Stop it. I'm thinking about, for instance, I really did not like Hand of God, the Amazon.
Yeah, I haven't seen it.
Series.
Don't know much about it. Actually,
somehow, what's that?
I don't know much about it.
Well, they somehow did like sleazy quote unquote stuff.
Okay.
In such a way that it wasn't really dirty; it was more childish.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Childish sleazy and not dirty sleazy.
Right, like still bad words and people doing stuff that's wrong and all that. But it just comes off and you're like, this is dumb and gross.
And you should feel dumb for making it.
Exactly. I'm eating a mini moon pie.
Okay.
Right now.
I do not have any food in front of me, but
I'm enjoying it more than what I was saying.
I do.
So
I do have.
I trailed off there for a second.
I do have some mixed nuts on my desk.
Mm.
With less than 50% peanuts, I think that's a big selling point because they display that proudly on the packaging.
Because yeah, normally if you get mixed nuts and they just like throw in a whole bunch of peanuts and maybe a cashew here.
Yeah,
and
it's
there.
Like why did I pay $2 extra for just a can of cashew for just one cashew?
Exactly. You feel cheated. You feel a little cheated.
Yeah. And really, nobody purposefully eats peanuts unless they're at a baseball game or in a bar where you can just throw the shells on the floor.
It's true. I keep some peanuts in my car in case I ever get into a car wreck and get trapped in my car. I can eat some peanuts.
Hey, another big question Missourians asks is when is tornado season?
Oh, wow. When is tornadoes? It's in the spring, pretty much, from what I understand. That's going to be my guess. Hey, this is one that we can actually...
we can look up.
Check on.
Yeah.
I think it's in the... And the reason I think it's in the spring is because I think that's what my daughter said.
I don't know when tornado season is, but I do know that when I was traveling through the Midwest about 4 years ago... I was driving through Nebraska, maybe Kansas, and I drove through a pretty impressive storm. And I would not have been surprised if a tornado formed either before or after I drove through, because it did feel like my car was going to get pulled off the road.
Oh, yeah.
This was in...
I'm going to say the spring.
This was in late July, actually. This is more of a summertime.
Yeah. Spring, late July, you know, same. No, but I would say that summertime is a good guess because I actually felt like I was going to get blown off the road a little while ago, months ago.
While you were driving to the cheese store?
No. Well, a couple months.
Oh,
months
I see.
Ago. Months.
All right. Okay, so we can look that up. We'll look that up in a bit. The final question that the Missourites ask is, am I a psycho? Paul, am I a psycho?
Ben, I do not think you're a psycho.
I believe that you are relatively normal.
Emphasis on relatively.
Yeah, yeah, of course. I mean, here's the thing. You have to understand that... and I know this sounds weird, but it's true. You are a pretty normal guy, I want to say.
Yeah.
However, the stuff that you and I would do in our free time...
or on
stage. Seattle, kind of, yeah. In Seattle, kind of weird, right?
Yeah.
In some circles out here in Illinois, not everywhere. I mean, Illinois is an interesting place, and, you know, there are lots of different types of folks.
Yeah.
But for some people, it's kind of bizarre. I will tell you, some of my coworkers have found out about this program, and they've also found out about the reality show that I was on.
Oh, really?
And that's something that I didn't really think, you know, at the time that I was making all this stuff, I was like, oh, well, you know, that's, oh, yeah, I want everyone to know about this. And now I'm like, boy, I don't know. Maybe I value my privacy. Maybe I don't.
When you say they found out about this program, are you talking about that they, are you saying that they've listened to the podcast?
Here's the thing. I think that it's great because if you get this far into any episode of the podcast, you probably know us well enough that anything we say isn't going to be too bad.
Right, right.
You know what I mean? Who knows?
Have they watched that reality show you were on?
That's what I'm saying, is that at least one of them has.
At least one of them
has. He was talking to me about the Origami Cats. And hey, if you're listening, Christopher Mike, hello. tell me at work that you heard this much of the podcast, and I will ask you what for. I also showed him American Doctor Who.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's a classic.
And he said, either, you know, do some push-ups or never not wear a shirt again.
Oh.
I was like, touche. He's like, I can't unsee that now. And I'm like, nope.
It sounds like your coworker's a jerk.
No, he's not a jerk. He's just, you know.
Just giving you bad times.
What's that?
Giving you bad times.
He's giving me bad times, like, as a joke.
Yeah.
Kind of.
Teasing, slightly. Boys. Slightly teasing.
Speaking about bad times, I didn't really think about this, but, so we're going to St. Louis to hang out tomorrow, which is Saturday.
Yeah.
There's plans for us to go on Sunday, but I'm going to say that maybe we shouldn't, now that I think about it.
Why is that?
Because the presidential debate is going to be happening on Sunday in St. Louis.
Oh, it's going to be in St. Louis.
Yeah. It's going to be, you know, like 30 miles away from my house. And so, you know, traffic will be crazy and all that kind of stuff, so... I'm going to suggest to my wife that we don't go there on
that
day.
I'm sure Missouri is big enough that you can probably find some place to hang out in the city without getting stuck in presidential city shutdown traffic zones.
I guess so, but who knows, man?
Yeah.
We don't know what's going to happen. What would happen if somebody were to get assassinated before they were president?
I'm sure the Constitution has provisions for that. I don't know if it automatically goes to the VP pick or if there's another, so if something else is held.
Yeah, I mean, is it suspended or do you just have it still?
I couldn't tell you. That's another question we could look up.
Yeah.
What happens?
Yeah, that would... I don't think it's ever happened. I think someone has been...
I know it's happened in regional races, like for city councilman or for mayor of some city where somebody has been elected who has died. I think John Ashcroft, our former attorney general, very famously lost an election to a dead guy in Missouri.
Oh, yeah, that's right. You know, John Ashcroft was from around here.
Yeah.
So I would have to say that, you know, I'm not saying that it's going to happen, but I've been unfortunately right. Yeah, John Ashcroft, he was definitely, I want to say, he's either a senator or a governor.
Ashcroft?
In Missouri.
Yeah. I couldn't tell you.
Anyway, I've had some bad luck, is all I'm saying. I made fun of Kurt Cobain one day. The next day, he kills himself. That happened.
Well, did you make fun of him to his face?
No. I don't think it got around to him, and that's what set him off. I'm just saying that it happened in that way. Again, I made an offhand comment about violence, and then violence happened.
You're right. Violence doesn't happen unless you talk about it.
Oh, Ben. All I'm saying is, if something does happen when either of the presidential candidates are in Missouri, I'm going to feel bad about it.
So,
because here I was speculating.
Yeah. So, tornado season. In Tornado Alley, which is basically the southern states and the Gulf Coast, it's March through May. So, you were right. It's spring. In the southern plains, it's mostly May and early June. And in the northern states and Midwest, it's June and July.
Hey, look at that. So, we were both right. Yay.
And that's that. So,
well, Ben.
Well, here's hoping that you didn't cause anybody to get assassinated tomorrow.
Yep. Yeah. Or hey, Sunday. If we did, I'll call you and talk about it.
Yeah, call me and talk about it. Like, all right. Next
and
Thursday.
Ben, thanks a lot.
Yeah.
I appreciate these talks with you.
Yeah.
Someday. Sometime I will come back. I don't know when or how
or why
or what form I shall take.
Well, apparently it's whatever form I think of.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Yeah. Okay.
So clear your mind. So this is the other thing, and of course, you know, it's not super important, but it is kind of important. If you ever come through St. Louis, let me know.
Yeah, I will let you know if I'm ever there. I'm not going to call you up and say, "Hey, I was just in your hometown the other day. Sorry I didn't look you up."
That would totally suck.
The picture of me in front of your house. I guess you're not home.
Oh, man.
Picture of me in your kitchen eating your food.
Now, that would actually be cool. You know
Sorry
what?
Sorry I missed you.
I betcha. Anytime a monster wants to appear as someone I know, it's not going to be Betty or Jennifer. Yeah, it's going to be, "Hey, Ben, what are you doing here?" "Oh, hey, Paul, nothing much. Hey, do you want to go to the dark pit?" "What?" "Yeah, just the dark pit. It's over here. Don't bring weapons."
"Yeah, no, it's pretty cool. I hang out there a lot." "No, you'll like it."
That's right.
I got other
It'll
friends.
Happen. All right, Ben.
Paul.
Thanks again.
Yep.
And everyone else for listening, thank you. And as always, keep it wrong.
Keep it wrong.
Keep it wrong. All right.
Talk to you later.
I'm gonna hang up. Yep.
I'm gonna hang up. Oh, I'm gonna see who called me. Oh, they didn't leave a message.
Wait, they didn't leave. Who were they?
Well, I don't know. Didn't. It's just a.
I mean, you can't even see the number.
No, I can't see the number, but I don't know the number. Do you want to know what the number is? It's probably a sales call. I get a lot of these.
Is it a local area?
It is a local area code, and the first three digits are actually the first three. So I'm not going to say the phone number, but the first three digits are the first three digits of my phone number as well. So, so I got that going for me. The last four are not the same.
Wait a second. Are you serious?
Yeah.
Because check this out, Ben.
What's that?
And I'm serious about this. Yesterday, I got a call that was the first six numbers of my phone number and the last four were different.
Really?
Yes. Maybe it's these auto callers.
Yeah.
Maybe they're starting to be smart.
Well, see.
And they try to make the number as close to yours as possible so that you're like, oh,
Maybe I'm calling me.
A friend of ours on Facebook just recently said that she got called by someone because apparently a robocall had called this person using our friend's phone number.
What?
So robocallers are now beginning to spoof phone numbers on caller IDs.
That is crazy.
Yeah. Email scammers have been able to do that for a while.
Oh, my God, Ben. The world is going to be crazy and odd.
Going to be.
Once so many... Well, I mean, just, yeah. It's
more
gonna
so
get
than
weirder
it is now.
Weirder.
Yeah.
Yeah. We're going to be old. We're going to be like, are you my kid? I don't know who my kid is anymore. Which of you 12 identical people are my child?
Some sort of... Oh, man. Spammers are going to be able to spoof actual people.
That's what yeah. I'm saying. That's exactly right.
Yeah.
It's going to happen.
Oh, man.
Hey, I know this is... Okay. So...
We're getting into bonus time.
Yeah, this is a bonus time question. Spin the bottle.
Yeah.
Somebody, a woman wearing a shirt that said nerd bait on it.
Was this a picture you saw, or was this from when we were doing Spin the Bottle?
This is when we were doing it. It was a, it was Ms. Hines and her. They were rapping.
It was Rachel Hines?
Rachel Hines and this woman were rapping about trying to find parking in Capitol Hill.
Okay.
The reason I ask is because she also did a sketch at one point in time. I think it was a Live Girls thing. That had it had a sort of a science fiction bent to it.
Okay.
And one of the things that she did was she was playing an old person, and she said the phrase, "Everybody's switching heads these days. I don't know who anybody is." And I wanted to point it out. That existed, because if on the off chance this person who I don't remember anything about except for, you know, this nerd bait shirt and that sketch ever happens to listen to this and says, hey, that thing about 12 identical people, that's a little bit too close to what I did. I want her to know that I would totally, give her credit for pioneering that idea.
A of all, I think I know who you're talking about. I think her name is Jody. And B of all, I could be wrong. And C, and lastly, I think you got nothing to worry about.
All right, good. That all, you know what? I'm serious. Someone telling me that I don't have anything to worry about makes me. So happy.
All right.
And Ben,
Paul.
Now goodbye.
All right.
I will talk to you later.
All right. Take care.
Thanks. Yeah.
Bye.
Bye. Let's see now. Turn it off.
Turning it off. Playing the turning it off song.